Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Coffee Break German, Season 2, Episode 17.
Hallo, herzlich willkommen zurück bei Coffee Break German, Lesson 17.
Lesson 17 indeed. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
Wie geht's dir?
Mir geht's fantastisch. Und dir, Marc?
Ja, sehr gut, danke. Mir geht's sehr gut. Und ich habe eine Frage. Wie geht es euch? How are all of you, our listeners? Euch, another of those dative personal pronouns that we looked at last time. But this is a new lesson and we've got a new topic. So, Andrea, what is the function of what we're going to be learning today? What are we going to be learning about?
Well, we're going to look at how to make excuses.
Ah, a very useful topic. Why were you not at that meeting yesterday?
Weil mein Auto kaputt war.
Because your car was broken down.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, more of this very soon. Let's get started. Just before we do get into these excuses, perhaps we should take a little review of what happened last time.
Yes, and I have a request for you.
Bitte sehr.
Marc, gibst du mir bitte meinen Kaffee?
Ja, klar, ich gebe dir gern deinen Kaffee.
Vielen Dank.
Okay, so here is your coffee. What was all that about?
Well, we quickly looked at some of the personal pronouns in the dative.
Okay.
So, Marc, gibst du mir bitte meinen Kaffee?
Of course. So, geben, that verb to give, and mir, meaning to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, ich gebe dir, I give to you, your coffee.
Ja, genau, super.
And deinen Kaffee was just the accusative.
Exactly.
Okay, good.
So, today we want to look at something else.
Mm-hmm.
We are combining two topics from previous lessons, weil and the perfect, and this will allow us to make excuses. That's always useful.
It is indeed. But how does this work? Well, we will start with a little explanation of what happened earlier today because Andrea was a little late for the recording session today and she had sent me a message to say she was going to be late and everything like that. And we were having a laugh when she arrived because the sentence that I had asked her, I said something like, oh, how come, what happened? But Andrea was explaining that you can actually ask a very direct sentence in German without it seeming rude in any way.
Yes, we would just ask, warum bist du heute zu spät gekommen?
So why did you come so late
yes.
today? It seems very rude for us.
It's just a request for information, really.
Warum bist du heute zu spät gekommen? And that's kommen, and it's involving a change of place here. So There is a sein in here. Warum bist du heute zu spät gekommen? And your answer?
Well, first I'm going to apologize.
Natürlich.
Es tut mir leid.
Ja. Yeah.
Ich bin zu spät gekommen, weil mein Auto kaputt ist.
Okay, so that's a nice straightforward weil. We've got, I came too late this morning. Ich bin zu spät gekommen, weil mein Auto kaputt ist. Because my car is broken down.
Yes.
It's broken.
Yes.
Okay. It makes sense because the ist comes at the end following the weil. The weil sends it to the end.
Genau, sehr gut. But I have another excuse.
Okay.
I would apologize again. Entschuldige. Ich bin zu spät gekommen, weil mein Wecker nicht geklingelt hat und ich verschlafen habe.
Okay, so I think what you're saying there is that your Wecker, your alarm clock?
Ja.
It didn't geklingeln, it didn't ring.
Ja, genau.
I like that one. Mein Wecker nicht geklingelt hat.
Yes.
Okay, and then you said?
Und ich verschlafen habe.
Right, so you fell asleep.
No, I slept overslept. In. Yeah, I overslept.
You overslept. Okay, so your alarm clock didn't ring and you slept, you overslept.
Genau.
Now, these parts of haben are going after the past participle here.
Exactly, because we're looking at subordinate clauses.
And this is what's happening with the weil. The weil normally would send the verb to the end, but we are actually sending both verbs to the end, and the last one has to be the auxiliary verb. Is that correct?
Yes, because it's conjugated. It really follows our rule mm-hmm. of the verb at the end, because the conjugated verb is at the end, and in this case, it's the auxiliary.
So earlier you said, weil mein Auto kaputt ist, and the ist is at the end, is the conjugated verb.
Yes.
But here you're saying, weil mein Wecker nicht geklingelt hat.
Genau.
Und ich verschlafen habe.
Genau, okay. Sehr gut. So, and we have here hat as the conjugated auxiliary
yep.
at the end. And then we have another subordinate clause after und. And ich habe habe. At the end, as the conjugated auxiliary.
So those two subordinate clauses are joined by und. So does the und make the second one work the same way as the first one?
Yes.
So the same rules apply. The verb, the conjugated verb, has to come in the last place.
Genau.
Okay. Now, I think perhaps we should take a few more examples of this concept when we are using the perfect in a weil clause.
Yes, so imagine the teacher asks me, why I didn't do my homework.
That's a very common scenario.
Yes. So, ich sage, Entschuldigung, ich habe meine Hausaufgaben nicht gemacht, weil ich sie in der Schule vergessen habe.
Right, so you're saying that you've not done your homework because I, them, in the school forgot have.
Genau, sehr gut.
I've left them, or I left it at school.
Genau, super.
Weil ich sie in der Schule vergessen habe.
Mm-hmm, super.
Could I say, ich habe meine Hausaufgabe nicht gemacht, weil der Hund sie gegessen hat?
Yes, that was going to be one of my examples later.
Okay, weil der Hund sie gegessen hat.
Yes. Careful, Hunde essen nicht, Hunde fressen.
Oh.
Yeah. We have a different word for eating depending on whether it's human beings
yeah.
who eat or animals.
So what's the past participle of?
Gefressen.
Gefressen. Okay. So ich habe meine Hausaufgabe nicht gemacht, weil der Hund sie
gefressen
hat.
Sehr gut, super.
Okay, excellent. Another excuse, why have we not done our homework?
Ich habe die Hausaufgaben nicht gemacht, weil ich die Fragen nicht verstanden habe.
Because I didn't understand the questions.
Ja, genau.
It's very obvious that we are teachers and that we've heard every trick in the book. Yeah. Every excuse in the book. Excellent. Okay, now you said earlier that you were late this morning as a result of the train. So you have obviously some experience in this too.
Of course. I normally use public transport
mm-hmm.
and sometimes I'm late. So I'm an expert in excuses about being late.
So give us another example using the train.
Ich bin zu spät gekommen, weil ich kein Ticket hatte und nicht eingestiegen bin.
Okay, now here, I think the word that you said there was eingestiegen.
Genau.
I'm fairly certain I've seen einsteigen in the context of nicht einsteigen, when
Sehr
you're not
gut.
Supposed to get on a train in a station, for example.
Exactly.
Nicht einsteigen. So what you're saying here, I think, is you arrived late because you didn't have a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Weil ich kein Ticket hatte. And that's the hatte, because we don't say ich kein Ticket
gehabt habe
or something
no,
like that.
No, we don't use for haben and sein, we don't use the perfect,
okay.
We use the imperfect.
Weil ich kein Ticket hatte. And then you said, and I didn't get on, I didn't board the train.
Yes, because I couldn't board the train without a ticket.
So what was that part? And
weil ich kein Ticket hatte und nicht eingestiegen bin.
So einsteigen is the verb. Eingestiegen is the past participle.
Yes.
And there, because there's a change of place from yes. getting from the platform onto the train, yes. it is a sein verb.
Genau, sehr gut. Shall we quickly conjugate einsteigen in the present tense?
Yeah, before we do that, can I check, is it separable?
Of course.
Okay, so in that case, I get on, I board.
Ja, ich steige ein.
You board.
Du steigst ein.
He, she, or it boards.
Er, sie, es steigt ein.
We board.
Wir steigen ein.
You all board.
Ihr steigt ein.
And they board.
Sie steigen ein.
And putting that into the perfect, would we say, ich bin eingestiegen, du bist eingestiegen, er, sie, es ist eingestiegen, and so on.
Genau, sehr gut.
Okay, that all seems straightforward enough. One question I have about einsteigen, is it only used for trains?
No, it's used for ships or even car when you get on a mode of transport.
Okay, and what about getting off that mode of transport?
Ha, German is very logical here. So we have einsteigen to get on board. And yep. what do you think to get off a ship or a train, etc.?
Would it be aussteigen?
Yes. So what is it in the present tense? Ich?
Ich steige aus.
Du?
Steigst aus.
Super. Er, sie, es?
Steigt aus.
Wir?
Steigen aus.
Ihr?
Steigt aus.
Sie?
Steigen aus.
And what would be the past participle?
Would you say, ich bin ausgestiegen?
Super, sehr gut.
Okay, it all seems to make sense. I think what we'll do is take a short break now. We'll be back in just a moment with some further practice of this. But for now, danke und bis bald.
Here at Coffee Break German, we want to help you turn your downtime into do time. Brauchst du mehr Übung? Join us on Facebook 3 times a week and put your German to work with our language challenges and cultural insights. As they say, practice makes perfect. Oder auf Deutsch, Übung macht den Meister. Head over to facebook.com/coffeebreakgerman. Wir sehen uns hoffentlich bald.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Okay, so far in this lesson, we have been looking at weil and how it works when we have a perfect tense following. So I think it's time to put this into some practice, Andrea.
Yes, exactly. I have some questions for you where you need to come up with very good excuses.
Okay, I'll do my best.
So, Nummer 1. Mark, warum hast du gestern kein Deutsch gelernt?
Okay, I'll think up an excuse. Okay, can I say, I should apologize first, of course. Yeah. Es tut mir leid. Ich habe gestern kein Deutsch gelernt, weil ich ferngesehen habe.
Yeah, okay. It's not a very good excuse, really, is it? But fair enough.
Okay,
yeah?
vielleicht könnte ich sagen, ich habe gestern kein Deutsch gelernt, weil ich viel Spanisch gelernt habe.
Okay, das ist gut. Ja,
you accept
okay,
that one.
Das ist akzeptabel, ja.
Okay, Nummer 2.
Mark, wieso ist in meinem Tee keine Milch?
Okay, of course our listeners can think of an excuse too. Can I just check if I were to use the informal equivalent of entschuldigen Sie? What's the word again?
For one person, yeah, it would be entschuldige.
Entschuldige.
And if you talk to maybe a group of friends, mm-hmm, it would be entschuldigt.
Entschuldigt. Okay. Okay. So if I'm talking to you, I would say entschuldige. In deinem Tee ist keine Milch.
Ja.
So in your tea is no milk.
Genau.
Let's see. Weil ich... Could I say weil ich sie vergessen habe?
Genau, ja.
Because I forgot it being the milch.
Ja.
Die Milch.
Genau, super.
Okay. Weil ich sie vergessen habe.
Super.
Okay. What about another one?
Weshalb ist es so kalt hier?
Okay, so why is it so cold here? I'll think up a reason. Okay, entschuldige, es ist so kalt hier, weil ich dem Fenster nicht geschlossen habe.
Okay, Fenster hier ist ein Akkusativ. Accusative, of course. Objekt.
So, weil ich das Fenster nicht geschlossen habe.
Genau, sehr gut, super.
What's... There's another way to say to close.
Ja, zumachen.
Zumachen. Now, that is a separable verb.
Yes.
So, do we separate it with the ge?
Yes.
Could I say then, weil ich das Fenster nicht zugemacht habe?
Sehr gut, super.
Weil ich das Fenster nicht zugemacht habe.
Super, sehr gut.
Okay, what about then number four?
Warum hast du gestern deine Tante nicht angerufen?
Okay, I need to come up with another excuse here. So why did I not call my aunt yesterday? Ich habe, oh sorry, es tut mir leid, ich habe time, so gestern, meine Tante nicht angerufen, weil ich eingeschlafen bin.
Okay, ja.
Oder weil ich zu viel Arbeit hatte.
Ja, oder weil ich zu viel gearbeitet habe.
Because I worked too much or I had too much work. In that case, we're saying hatte. Because we don't say the perfect for haben.
Genau, super.
So let's just go through those three examples there. Ich habe gestern meine Tante nicht angerufen. I didn't call my aunt. Weil ich eingeschlafen bin, because I fell asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Weil ich zu viel Arbeit hatte.
Ja.
Oder weil ich zu viel gearbeitet habe.
Genau, sehr gut, super.
Okay. Right. What about some translations? Do we have some time for translations?
Of course.
Okay, let's do some translations then using this concept.
From English into German. Sylvia didn't call because she left her mobile phone at home. So watch out here. To leave something because you didn't think of bringing it, we would use vergessen.
So that's like to forget.
Genau.
Okay, so Sylvia didn't call because she left her mobile phone at home. Okay, I'm going to have a go at this. Sylvia hat nicht angerufen, weil sie ihr Handy, it's just ihr,
ja.
Ihr Handy at home zu Hause.
Ja.
Vergessen hat.
Sehr gut.
Right. I was struggling a little bit there with a couple of things. First of all, ihr Handy. It's the accusative there.
Genau.
So if it were because she left the phone at home, weil sie das Handy zu Hause vergessen hat.
Genau.
And therefore, there's no change with ihr.
Genau.
Okay, so weil sie ihr Handy zu Hause, that's kind of like just a set phrase, isn't it? At home, zu Hause.
Genau, ja.
So, zu Hause vergessen hat.
Super, sehr gut.
Right, okay. It takes me a little while, but I get there eventually.
No, well done.
Number two.
Karl was sad because he received a bad mark at school.
Okay, a couple of items of vocabulary in here. Can, for to receive, could we use haben?
We would use bekommen.
Ah, to get.
Yes.
Okay. And a mark, is that a note?
Die Note.
Die Note. Okay. So Karl was sad because he got or he received a bad mark at school.
Genau.
Okay, so Karl was sad. Can we say Karl war traurig?
Genau, sehr gut.
Weil er in der Schule.
Ja.
What gender is Note?
Die.
Die. Eine schlechte Note. Kommen hat.
Genau, sehr gut.
Okay, Karl war traurig, weil er eine schlechte Note in der Schule bekommen hat. Oder in der Schule eine schlechte Note bekommen hat.
Ja, both are okay.
Both are okay, okay. Right, next one.
Tanja missed the flight because she arrived at the airport too late. So to miss a flight, a train or something, we would use verpassen.
Verpassen.
And the Partizip 2 ist verpasst.
Verpasst.
Yeah, mit haben.
Okay, with haben. Okay, so Tanya missed the flight because she arrived at the airport too late. Right. A couple of things that are complicated in here, I think, but let's try. Tanja hat, it's der Flug,
genau.
So would that become Tanja hat den Flug verpasst?
Super.
Weil sie zu spät at the airport, an dem Flughafen, so am Flughafen, angekommen ist.
Sehr gut, well done,
I think
done,
I would
Mark.
Have missed the plane
no,
too.
No, that was very, very good. So, Tanja hat den Flug verpasst, weil sie zu spät am Flughafen angekommen ist.
So, kommen, or ankommen rather, becomes angekommen.
Genau.
Okay, so the whole thing again. Tanja hat den Flug verpasst, weil sie zu spät am Flughafen angekommen ist.
Genau, super.
Okay, last one.
Philip didn't buy his father a gift because he didn't see a shop on the way.
Okay, this one seems a little easier than the last one. Perhaps it's not. Perhaps I'm missing something. Philip didn't buy his father a gift because he didn't see a shop on the way. Okay, on the way?
Unterwegs.
Unterwegs. Okay, so on the way, a phrase we've used before. Philip had to his father, seinem Vater kein Geschenk gekauft, weil er, what's the shop?
Das Geschäft?
Das Geschäft, yeah. Weil er kein Geschäft unterwegs gesehen hat.
Ja, genau. Sehr gut.
It was quite funny. I have to tell our listeners, as I'm saying this, every word I say, Andrea's nodding. So, Philip hat seinem Vater kein Geschenk gekauft, weil kein Geschäft unterwegs gesehen hat.
Genau, sehr gut, super.
That is where we're going to leave this episode, not least because I'm quite exhausted with all these vile clauses in the perfect tense.
Yes, you did very well.
Danke. Now, there's more practice of all of this on our bonus audio lesson this week, where you can practice more vile clauses with perfect tenses and, of course, access our bonus materials, which take the form of the lesson notes and the video version of this lesson. That is all at coffeebreakgermanplus.com.
And on Facebook this week, we'd like you to come up with some excuses. Imagine you're late for a meeting or you've forgotten to buy someone a gift. Explain what you've done or not done. Apologize for it and explain why with a vile clause and a perfect tense. We look forward to reading all your excuses and don't forget those commas before vile.
Those commas indeed are very important. Ich habe meine Hausaufgabe nicht gemacht, Komma, weil, I think we'll stick with the dog.
Yeah.
Weil der Hund sie gefressen hat.
Sehr gut, super.
Okay, that's it for this time. Bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.